It's my pleasure to welcome you one more time to Reflection at the Worshippers Radio. This time around, I want to share with you the thoughts of Jesus Christ with respect to the role of the Word of God in worshiping Him and in praying unto Him. Our text is coming from the book of John in chapter 4. We read in verse 21. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." God is seeking for worshippers. And this is why the ministry of the Worshippers Radio is very pivotal in the work of God. However, the worship that God receives must be the worship that is based on revelation. Worship that is powered by revelation knowledge. Jesus, our Lord, encountered a woman by the well of Jacob in Samaria, and a conversation ensued between them. And there Jesus sees the occasion to drop one of the very essential revelations of truth to the woman. This is what he said: "Believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither to this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship." Why would Jesus say that? The reason is simple. It is to the Jews that God committed the guardianship of the oracles of God. There is no way somebody can gain a worshipful knowledge of God who does not receive a revelation that is based on the scriptures. The Bible tells us very clearly that God committed the stewardship of His oracles to the Jews. It is from them that the whole world came to understand God, came to receive the Word of God, and by studying the Word of God, came to a place of revelation where they know God now and could worship Him acceptably. Jesus said to this woman, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth." And the Bible tells us in John chapter 17 that your word is the truth. The more we study the Bible, the more we receive revelation of the truth. And Jesus said to His disciples, when you continue in My word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the communication of the truth of God is channeled through the knowledge of the word. It is as we spend time studying, meditating, and musing on the Word of God that we load our hearts with the scriptures that will bring us to a place of revelation when we know God as revealed in the Bible. Any attempt to know God outside of the precepts of the Bible will obviously lead us astray. The Bible, therefore, is the place to receive information and revelation as to how to communicate our worship to God in a way that God will accept and bless us accordingly. That is why Paul admonished us, "Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns." Some of the things some of the instruments we use in communicating our worship to God is through the instrumentality of psalms and hymns. As we sing unto the Lord, worship the Lord, pour out the feelings and the passions of our heart unto Him, we do so according to the Scriptures. For whatever is not according to the Word of God may not impress Him in any way. The Word of God is a place we must get into at all times and spend time digging and mining the Word until we receive impartation and transformation that will make us worshipers in spirit and in truth. Let me charge you, therefore, to consider your worship and the word content in that exercise. Many people gather together and do a lot of things which are not strictly biblical things, and think that God can accept those unbiblical approaches and words as worship because we are able to put it in good music with high tempo. No. Worship is based on the Word. As we receive revelation from the Word, we lift up our hearts unto Him and glorify Him for what the Word reveals Him to be to us. That is the attitude and the poise of acceptable worship unto the Lord. Let us make our worship a word-based exercise, a word-centered exercise. Let us base our worship on the Word of God, and let the Word of God provide the language of our worship. Let the Word of God condition our heart in worship, and let the Word of God provide everything that is necessary to enable us to communicate the passions of our heart to God when we engage in worship. Let me challenge you this day to embrace the Bible one more time. The ultimate nemesis of the end time generation is the ignorance of the Word of God. Biblical illiteracy is doing a whole lot of damage to so many of the things we do in the Bible, including prayers. Many prayers are completely contrary to God's teaching in the Bible. And so many worship songs we are producing today has nothing to do with God. They are all activities of the flesh that has no divine content. We can correct this if we endeavor to cross-check whatever we say or think about in terms of worship with the Word of God. If it does not align with it, let's say set it aside, because God is seeking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the Word of God is the truth. If it is not according to the word, then it is not the truth. Let God bless you and empower you and draw you closer to His heart as you spend time worshiping Him and honoring Him. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. And I pray you be with me one more time, same time next week, to the honor and to God's glory. I commend you to Him who is able to do for you exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think through the power that's at work in you. To Him be glory in your life and in the church, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about Reflections with Dr. Cuzmas and to download today's message and all previous messages, go to worshippersradio.com/cos or simply click on the Buy button and you will find all the information you need.